Republican Senator Michael Ouellette of Presque Isle, as we've been hearing on the news, has resigned as Senate chairman of the legislature's State and Local Government Committee amid growing criticism from other lawmakers, including members of his own party. This comes after a series of Ouellette's Facebook posts were publicized, many considered racist and extreme. Mal Leary reports on Ouellette's decision and the Senate fallout it's created about improving civil discourse by lawmakers.
Senator Ouellette's Facebook post became the subject of news stories earlier this month after liberal blogger Mike Tipping published several of them that suggested President Obama viewed members of the Islamic State terrorist group as members of his Islamic family, that Muslims in Western countries should be rounded up and airdropped back to where they came from, and that Islam preaches deceit and lying. Ouellette later apologized on the floor of the Senate.
As a state legislator, I am held to a higher standard. We all are. And this needs to, and we need to show restraint, especially myself in this instance.
But the apology was not enough for many lawmakers and groups like the Maine chapter of the NAACP. And over the weekend, Ouellette again signals his approval of some of his friends' racist statements by liking their comments on Facebook. That upset some fellow GOP senators and led to a discussion with Republican Senate President Michael Thibodeau.
I talked to him over the weekend, and, you know, Senator Ouellette is wanting to bring closure to this issue, and he suggested that maybe if he offered his resignation to that as chair of the state and local committee, that maybe we could move on.
Ouellette then submitted his resignation as chair to Thibodeau. Senate Democratic leader Justin Alfond of Portland says it was an appropriate step for Ouellette to take.
When you say hateful things, when you exhibit racism, when you hide behind Facebook and try to just like things and do things that are just out of the ordinary for an elected official, there has to be consequences.
Mike Tipping, the blogger who brought Ouellette's comments to public light, says he hopes Ouellette really understands why people are upset.
The best outcome here would be for Ouellette to really take, you know, this as a sign that what he said was not okay and learn from that and grow as a person. The problem here isn't what he said. It's that he holds these beliefs about black people, about Muslims.
Rachel Talbot Ross of the NAACP says she's pleased that Ouellette has stepped down from his chairmanship. But she says racism and intolerance in Maine go far beyond Ouellette.
This is certainly not just about one man and his opinions. This is deeply ingrained in our society, and we're hoping that more will be done.
Ouellette did not respond to interview requests from MPBN and was not present for the State and Local Government Committee meeting Wednesday afternoon. But that's not the end of the story. On Thursday, the Senate will take up a resolution that Thibodeau and Alfond and several other senators have worked on, instructing the Senate Rules Committee to develop a training program for senators on civil discourse. Senator Thibodeau.
I'm old enough so I don't have to worry about Facebook. I don't do it, but other people do. And, and the fact of the matter is that, we need to have a little bit of training. We need to talk out what's appropriate, what isn't appropriate.
Senator Alfond says he hopes the resolution will have more of an impact than just in the Senate.
Having the training's important. Having outside groups continue this big and deep conversation about race, about bigotry, about xenophobia, about making sure we raise the bar as elected officials. Those are all important things that we must continue to do.
Talbot Ross says she hopes Senate leadership will meet with the NAACP as they work on a training program. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.